Welcome, Edmund. I marvel our mild husband not met us on the way. Now, where's your master?
Madam, within. But never man so changed. I told him of the army that was landed. He smiled at it. I told him you were coming. His answer was the worse. Of Gloucester's treachery and of the loyal service of his son. When I informed him, then he called me sot and told me I had turned the wrong side out. What most he should dislike seems pleasant to him. What like, offensive.
Then shall you go no further. Oh, it is the cowish terror of his spirit that dares not undertake. He'll not feel wrongs which tie him to an answer. Our wishes on the way may prove effects. Back, Edmund, to my brother. Hasten his musters and conduct his powers. I must change names at home and give the distaff into my husband's hands. This trusty servant shall pass between us. Ere long you are like to hear, if you dare venture in your own behalf, a mistress's command. Wear this... spare speech. Decline your head. This kiss, if it durst speak, would stretch thy spirits up into the air. Conceive, and fare thee well.
Yours in the ranks of death.
My most dear Gloucester. Oh. Oh, the difference of man and man. To thee a woman's services are due. A fool usurps my body.
Madam, here comes my lord.
I have been worth the whistle.
Oh, Goneril, you are not worth the dust which the rude wind blows in your face. Oh. I fear your disposition. That nature which contemns its origin cannot be bordered certain in itself. She that herself will sliver and disbranch from her material sap, perforce must wither and come to deadly use.
No more, the text is foolish.
Wisdom and goodness to the vile seem vile. Filths savor but themselves. What have you done? Tigers, not daughters, what have you performed? A father and a gracious, aged man, whose reverence even the head-lugged bear would lick, most barbarous, most degenerate, have you madded? Could my good brother suffer you to do it? A man, a prince, by him so benefited? If that the heavens do not their visible spirits send quickly down to tame these vile offences, it will come. Humanity must perforce prey on itself like monsters of the deep.
Milk-livered man, that bear'st a cheek for blows, a head for wrongs, who hast not in thy brows an eye discerning thine honour from thy suffering, that not knowest fools do those villains pity who are punished ere they have done their mischief. Where's thy drum? France spreads his banners in our noiseless land. With plumed helm thy state begins to threat, whilst thou, a moral fool, sits still and cries, alack, why does he so?
See thyself, devil. Proper deformity seems not in a fiend so horrid as in woman.
Oh, vain fool!
Thou changed and self-covered thing, for shame, bemonster not thy feature. Were it my fitness to let these hands obey my blood, they are apt enough to dislocate and tear thy flesh and bones. Howe'er thou art a fiend, a woman's shape doth shield thee.
Marry your manhood, meow.
What news? Oh, my good lord. The Duke of Cornwall's dead, slain by his servant, going to put out the other eye of Gloucester.
Gloucester's eyes?
A servant that he bred, thrilled with remorse, opposed against the act, bending his sword to his great master, who, thereat enraged, flew on him, and amongst them felled him dead, but not without that harmful stroke which since hath plucked him after.
This shows you what above, you justices, that these our nether crimes so speedily can venge. But, oh, poor Gloucester, lost he his other eye?
Both. Both, my lord. This letter, madam, craves a speedy answer. Tis from your sister.
One way I like this well. But being widow and my Gloucester with her, may all the building and my fancy pluck upon my hateful life. Another way the news is not so tart. I'll read and answer.
Where was his son when they did take his eyes?
Come with my lady hither.
He is not here?
No, my good lord, I met him back again.
Knows he the wickedness?
Ay, my good lord. 'Twas he informed against him, and quit the house on purpose, that their punishment might have the freer course.
Gloucester, I live to thank thee for the love thou showedst the king, and to revenge thine eyes. Come hither, friend. Tell me what more thou knowest.